Looking good isn't self-importance, it's self-respect. Charles Hicks.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright, and you're listening to another weekly episode of the Essential Oil Revolution. When I started this journey over 2 years ago of starting this podcast, I really started it out for very selfish reasons. I loved my essential oils, and I just could not learn enough about them. I wanted to just pick the brains of every single person that I came across that knew anything about using their essential oils. I decided to start the show so that I could pick the brains of experts, all the people out there who know so much about their area of expertise regarding essential oils, and bring that to a platform that everyone could listen to. We're all on this journey together, me included, and I'm so glad that you're here with me today. Today's show expert is Lisa Lombard-Siegler, who is a Young Living leader who worked in the salon industry for over 15 years. She fell in love with essential oils and has so much to offer to all of us who want to learn more about essential oils in a salon setting, in the cosmetic arena, the styling arena. Her nickname is the Oily Stylist. You are going to love the information that she has to share today. Before we get to the interview, as always, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's episode comes from Rachel Marquardt, and the recipe is called Cozy Fall Diffuser Blend. Perfect time of year for that. To make the Cozy Fall Diffuser Blend, combine 2 drops of cypress, 3 drops Northern Lights Black Spruce, 2 drops Eucalyptus Radiata, and 2 drops of Thieves. Diffuse and enjoy this amazing fall scent. Rachel, that sounds absolutely lovely. Thanks for sharing your recipe with our DIY dugout. If you have your own recipe you'd like to submit to the dugout, email us at revolutionoilspodcast@gmail.com.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's happy, MAMMOTH.com, and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Well, welcome everybody. I'm here with Lisa Lombard Siegler, who is an amazing young living silver leader who has been in the hair and beauty industry for 15 years. She lives in Erie, Pennsylvania with her husband and three children. Lisa was the salon director in her salon since 2010 until recently and is the founder of Lavender and Lemon Lane, a community of like-minded people who are passionate about educating, advocating, and empowering others to live the life they were created to live. Love that, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, let's dive in and talk about how your passion of styling and salon life met with essential oils.
Well, I actually chose to become a hairstylist after having a background in interior design. And when we started a family, I decided to still be able to use my creativity and work with people. So I became a hairstylist. This journey with essential oils and the toxin-free living, that passion really came from back in 2010, my dad was diagnosed with cancer. Unfortunately, we lost him in September of 2012.
Oh, so sorry.
Then I was diagnosed with cancer in January of 2013. So the essential oils really came very, very organically out of just becoming more aware of, you know, what we are putting in and on our bodies, what we are allowing into the walls of our home. And I really, in 2014, dove into heavy, heavy research into toxins that we have control of our exposure rates to. And that led me to essential oils. And I was really seeking out alternatives to allopathic medicine. And I did about 6 months of research, heavy research, into alternatives that were available and then also companies. And that is kind of where that all merged. And then out of my own success and my own testimonies and sharing that with my clients, who we just have a very intimate connection with. And that's kind of where the two were married together. And it has been a ride for sure, but it has been amazing.
Wow. What a journey and what a gift. I mean, it's so sad that that transformation sometimes has to come from that place of rock bottom, right? But what a journey to be able to share that with other people and, you know, hopefully save some people from that rock bottom. So wow, what passion. Well, talking about essential oils as a stylist, what are some of your favorite reasons that you love using essential oils in the work that you do? And what are the benefits of clashing those two together?
I think that as a stylist, I have a great responsibility. And because of the intimate conversations that, or the conversational intimacy, I should say, that we have with our clients, we joke all the time that we know things about our clients that their best friends don't know.
Right.
I don't take that lightly. And so essential oils for me in my profession have really just become another tool in my toolbox that when I know that my client is going through something, it's a solution that I can offer them. So whether that is they're in a stressful season in their life and they're having some trouble sleeping, I can share with them some things that I know have been able to help me and other people that I know. Or maybe it's as it in applied directly inside my profession that they're having some thinning hair and we have cedarwood oil right on hand that they can walk out the door with that day. Other oils for their hair that's great, like lavender and rosemary and peppermint. So it's really easy for us to be able to share what we know, my passion that I have for having a toxin-free alternative to be able to offer them. And that's super exciting for me.
Yeah. Can you talk just a little more about the benefits of the oils, like specifically with hair you kind of mentioned?
Sure. Essential oils have things called sesquiterpenes in them that are a chemical, it's a component, and they actually are able to open up receptor sites. So when we're talking about them with our hair, I'm not necessarily referring to the strands of our hair. You know, a lot of people think that they can apply something to the strands of their hair and it's going to reverse all this damage that was done and all these things. And really, just like anything else, it's about a healing process for the hair. So when I'm talking about when we use essential oils for the benefits of the health of your hair, really you would be applying them to the source. So that would be at the follicular level on the scalp. So like I personally head drop cedarwood on my head every single night before bed. And I had postpartum alopecia after having my son 16 years ago now. And I struggled with having thin hair for all those years, 14 years. And now I don't have thick, beautiful flowing mermaid hair, but it is probably twice as thick as it was 2 years ago. And I relate that directly to the cedarwood and the rosemary that I apply on a regular basis to my scalp. So it can help with thinning hair. It can help with the density. It can help with overall, we use products, we as women are using products that are not doing our health any favor. They're clogging up our follicles. We're hormonally imbalanced. And the essential oils can actually help to do things that I have not found in my industry that I have access to anything that can do those things. So I recommend oils for people on a regular basis when they're having problems with their hair.
Yeah. I recommend oils for people on a regular basis, even if they're not having problems with their hair. Every day, you know, like helping stay above that wellness nine, helping you, like you said, essential oils do things to our body that like nothing else can do. And it's just, why not drop some oil on your head every night before bed? Why not put it on your skin and let it absorb into your bloodstream and just let it do its magic? And also you smell great at the same time and you feel better. So I love the idea of putting oil in your hair too. I mean, sometimes I'll do that even if it's not, if I'm not looking to benefit my hair or my scalp directly. I just love dropping oil into my hair because it just absorbs into my body. I smell it all day. It just makes me feel so great. I love it.
Yeah, I agree. And one of my favorite little tricks for our actual hair is our Mira shave oil is like the best defrizzer ever.
Good to know.
Yeah. And Christmas spirit is good for static as well. So, and it smells amazing.
Christmas spirit for staticky hair. I've never heard that. That's awesome. Well, Lisa, walk us through kind of what a typical day looks like for you at work and at home.
Well, that is a loaded question. At work, my whole daily workspace has really changed since June because of through the vehicle of Young Living, the Young Living opportunity, I was able to actually replace my salon director income. And I was able to give a 6-month resignation notice for that position this past December. And in June, I was able to not just walk away from my position as a salon director, but also cut back to full time. So where I used to work sometimes 12 and 14 hour days without breaks, my workday is now 3 days a week, about 5.5 to 6 hours. And I'm loving it because not just because of the reduction of hours, but it has allowed me to be able to go back to why I fell in love with doing hair to begin with. So, you know, I go in, I spend my time just with my clients and do, you know, something that I love. It's a creative space for me and it's been awesome. But as far as my home life, I have three children, as you mentioned earlier, and they're 16. My son is 16 and my girls are 12 and 10. And we are that family. We are the family that hits the ground running early in the morning and they attend a private Christian academy. So we're very involved with things with their school. My son plays soccer. My girls are involved in things like theater and dance lessons and voice lessons. My son plays soccer at a high level. He plays for a travel team. So we do that 4 to 6 days a week, 10 and a half months a year. And we still have to find time for things like homework and food and showers. So we are definitely that family that's on the go all the time. And one of the things I love about this opportunity and sharing with and educating other people is I'm able to fit that into my crazy hectic lifestyle and kind of just take it with me. I can work from anywhere. I can connect with people anywhere. And that has been a huge blessing to our life and just to have the ability to be able to tap into something like that.
Absolutely. Well, Lisa, I want to ask you a lot about specific products that you use and how you use them and things that we just all need to know to stay safe in this industry of styling. So Lisa, let's start talking more about products specifically, because I mean, this whole cosmetic styling industry is just inundated with so many options, so many choices, right? So when people go to look at, you know, where they want to vote with their dollars, right? What they want to spend their money on, what kind of companies they want to support with the products that they use every single day, you know, for their personal care and their styling needs. What are some things that you want everyone to know about?
Well, Samantha, the best advice I can really give people is to know better and do better, because unfortunately, like you just mentioned, even though we live in the greatest country in the world, there are still actually only about 8 toxins that are banned and 3 that are restricted, compared to over 1,000 in Europe. So our personal care products are laden with toxins that are known endocrine and hormone disruptors, neurotoxins, allergens, carcinogens, and some of them stare us right in the face on an ingredient label, right? Like propylene glycol. That is used to de-ice planes. We should not be putting that on our bodies or on our heads. Things like in our shampoos, like parabens, which mimic estrogens, but they're a cheap way for companies to yield more products. So they load them in. Things that we've become more aware about, like sodium lauryl sulfates and phthalates. Those are all things that we can see and just make better choices. But where I think one of the biggest problem lies specifically in the personal care industry is when we see the word fragrance. We are so inundated with fragrances. Everything in our life has fragrance in it. And we have just become desensitized to recognizing the toxic effects of that ingredient. And unfortunately, companies can put any chemicals under that ingredient category, and they don't have to tell us about it because it is protected under proprietary laws. And to me, that is very, very scary. So I recommend that every person should be using tools like the free app called Think Dirty. That is an app that you can download on your phone. You can scan products right in your grocery store aisle. I actually encourage everyone to download it on their phones and to go through their home and look at the things that they're currently using, their lotions, their shampoos, their conditioners, their cleaning products, anything pretty much that you purchase that's a non-food item, you can zap through right through that app. And it's going to give you a rating and it's going to tell you what's in it, what that could be doing to your health. And it just allows us to really have more control over our knowledge because, like I said, they can hide anything on a label. And it's actually voluntary to disclose ingredients to begin with.
When you said the word fragrance, any company can hide any ingredient underneath that category, fragrance. I mean, talk a little more about that. Like, I would love to learn more.
If I was to recommend that anybody ditches anything, it would be if you see that ingredient on a label. There are lots of examples available. I would recommend that people definitely Google that. But there are lots of examples where there is thing that you can purchase that is supposed to, you know, it's referred to as an air freshener. You could spray it in your air, on your carpets, on your furniture. If you were to look at that label in the grocery store, you will see three ingredients in it. Water, some word that I can't pronounce. I would assume it's probably a binding agent. And then the word fragrance. And to the average consumer, you look at that and think, oh, it's, you know, it's got three things in it. This is great. That's why it's an air freshener. Unfortunately, though, that product has been tested and 84 known carcinogens and toxins were found in it because they were all hidden under that word fragrance. Now, the average woman applies over 500 chemicals a day to her body, 300 of them possibly being toxins. And if you're going to read all your labels, we don't really know what those are. And they're all hidden in there. And those laws have not been updated for years and years and years, and they're able to put any ingredient. So if an ingredient is on the label and the public is becoming wise to the fact that that is a no-no ingredient, those companies can literally just remove that ingredient off of their label and add it into their fragrance proprietary blend. So they can put anything in there.
Yeah, it really comes down to trust for sure. You have to trust that that company has your health in mind. And, you know, how many companies do have your health in mind? It's probably a very small number, unfortunately. I think that change is going to happen soon, though. I mean, there's so much more awareness out there that, I mean, you said that the laws regarding cosmetics and personal care products have not changed in a very long time. I think they haven't changed since the 1920s. Is the last thing I heard. So it's been almost 100 years since we have changed laws regarding what companies can put in our products. 100 years, that has been a long time for science and companies to develop all sorts of chemicals that obviously, if you look at European countries, they see these chemicals are damaging our people. We are not going to allow companies to make our people sick. So, I mean, I don't know how much longer our country can really survive without really changing some of these regulations and laws. So I think it's going to happen soon and hopefully not too late. I mean, science is predicting that what, 1 in 2 people are going to be diagnosed with cancer in the next decade? I mean, that's insane.
Yeah, the American Cancer Association they predicted a 50% increase by the year 2020. So that is very, very scary.
Indeed. Well, now that we've gone to that dark place, let's go to the positive place. What are some of your favorite products that you do love to use on your clients and yourself, and talk about what those are and how you use them?
Well, one thing that I do is I am blessed with an owner that the woman who owns our salon is actually not in the industry. She does not do hair. This is a calculated business risk for her, and she's very open to anything. And she has allowed us to diffuse at work. So we have diffusers in our aesthetics room. We have a diffuser in our nail room. We have diffusers at our stations, we have three separate cutting areas within our salon. And there's a diffuser in each one of those areas, as well as in our client lounges, which we have two of those. And so we are able to diffuse all the time. So like this time of the year, we have a lot of thieves going. We work in a close proximity with our clients, and we're talking to them and sharing an intimate space with them. And it is awesome that we are able to protect ourselves and, you know, help our health and wellness by diffusing thieves. And then we're also helping them and they don't even realize it. And my favorite thing is everybody loves the smell. People say it smells like Christmas. And it really opens the door for me to, you know, allow me to be able to talk with them in that space. So love diffusing. But I would say the top things that I recommend for my clients, based on what I do for a living, I actually did skincare for the first 11 years as well as hair. And so I occupy that space in our market with our clients as well. A lot of my clients were dual. They used to come to me for skincare and I did their hair. Now they see, we have a full-time esthetician and they see her. But I recommend cedarwood. Cedarwood is great for your skin and for your hair. It is just an amazing, amazing product. It's loaded with those sesquiterpenes that I referred to earlier that help to open up the receptor sites for hair. It is very grounding. So it, you know, has those benefits. It's great for helping with sleep. Plus it's good for your skin. So it's like a multi-purpose oil for people.
Yeah. And it's an affordable one too, which is why I like it. Cause one of my personal favorite oils of all time is frankincense, and cedarwood actually has very similar properties to frankincense, but it's like, I don't know, less than half the price.
It's $11.25 for a 15 milliliter.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So that's like a 10th of the price almost. Yeah. So, yeah, it's definitely one of those staple oils that I feel like I can just always keep stocked in my home, and it does so many things. So when you're talking about cedarwood specifically for hair health and things, how would you apply that?
For the hair, I like to use the head dropping method, which is just literally like you just drop it right on your head. I always recommend that people do it at night because it is very grounding and it does help with sleep. So you get that, you know, that dual benefit. For your skin, you can add it to carrier oil and use it as a serum. You can apply it directly to your skin if you'd like. It's just an oil that you can apply neat directly to the scalp or the face. I like to mix it with, for hair, I recommend that people can utilize it alone or in conjunction with lavender, rosemary, clary sage, and frankincense. It's a great combo right there for hair. And we have a little mermaid hair recipe that is even just the lavender, the rosemary, and the cedarwood. And we mix that with a little bit of witch hazel and distilled water. And you can spray that on your scalp every day and it will speed up hair growth and create a really healthy scalp environment for optimal hair growth as well. So that's how I recommend that they use those oils. And then for skin, we have tea tree, frankincense, ylang ylang, elemi, and manuka. Those are my favorite oils for skin. Frankincense, just because frank is good for everything, but we know that it has fantastic anti-aging properties when we're talking about, you know, cosmetically with the skin. So I think that frankincense, everybody should be using frankincense. And on top of all those great skin, external skin benefits that we see, you referred to it earlier, we absorb these oils right into our bloodstream and they have other effects that we are not even seeing. And so frankincense is probably my favorite oil that's like an all-around oil, that one and lavender. And then ylang ylang and elemi is like poor man's frank. So it's going to give you a lot of those topical benefits that you can see with frankincense, but it's much cheaper, but it does not carry with it all of the other great benefits that frankincense can give you. So if it's in their budget, I always recommend that they go with frankincense. If they're a little bit, have a tighter string on their budget, then elemi is, you know, the backup for that. And then manuka and tea tree are fantastic for anyone who has any type of acneic skin or hormonal issues with their skin. Those are perfect for adding into like a DIY toner. I give out this recipe all the time. It's a little bit of witch hazel and apple cider vinegar, like the good stuff with the mother in it. Organic apple cider vinegar or Bragg's. Bragg's is a great brand. And some tea tree, some frankincense, lavender, and manuka. That is the best toning recipe for your skin.
That sounds amazing. Well, we will collect those recipes and put them on the show notes for this page, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah.
So Lisa, obviously this part of your life has become really important to you, and so much to the point where you've been sharing it with others. And of course, thanks to the amazing opportunity that Young Living allows for us, you have been able to supplement a large portion of your income from that, which is so inspiring and so awesome. I'm thinking about all of the other, you know, hairdressers and stylists or acupuncturists or massage therapists, you know, all these professionals that work in that similar one-on-one setting with people that might hear that and think, oh my gosh, like I want to do that, but I'm scared. I don't want to be salesy, right? I don't want to push, you know, some product onto people and I'm going to turn them away, right? So what would be your best advice for people having those thoughts?
I get asked this question a lot, actually, from other people who are using oils and specifically even in my profession. And my answer is just very organically. Essential oils are, that's not a side hustle for me or something that I just do on the side to earn some additional spending money. This is just who I am. And essential oils are how my family does life. We don't own ibuprofen. We don't own Tums or toxic cleaning products. When I am sharing with oils, it's just an extension of my life. They have a problem. The person I'm talking to has a problem. And I feel like I have a possible solution for them if that door is open. To me, it's not any different than if my client is complaining because they're just sick of the same things on their family menu every week. And I say, oh my goodness, I have this awesome pumpkin macaroni and cheese recipe that you have to try for fall. It's like the perfect comfort food. Well, to me, telling them about essential oils or oil-infused supplements or products, that's the same thing. And I just look at, you know, they're complaining about something or sharing a gap in their life somewhere where they have a need that, you know, it needs filled. And I have something that is a solution for them. Now, whether they choose to take my advice and use the oils or give them a try or maybe attend a class or an educational event that we might have coming up, that is completely up to them. But I feel like my responsibility is just to let them know that it's available, because I wish that someone would have let me know that this was available years ago. When I think about all the things that I could have done differently had I known sooner, so many things could possibly be different. So I don't ever want to miss an opportunity to breathe life into someone in that manner.
I love that. It's what it's all about. It's just about caring about people. You know, if you care about someone, you want to help them. So do it from the heart and you can't go wrong. Well, Lisa, you've been beyond inspiring for this episode. I feel like I've learned so much. Before you go, we like to always ask our guests these two closing questions. The first being, share with us just what your daily health habits look like.
My day begins, like I said, we hit the ground running. So we get up. I'm an early riser and I like to get up before the sun comes up. And my day begins with a 2-ounce shot of Ningxia Red, which is an actual wolfberry puree that is oil infused already, but then I infuse it with more oils. My staples are frankincense, copaiba, endoflex, and orange vitality oil. So I put those right along in there and tweak that just depending on if I feel like my body needs something else. And then when my family gets up, we drink green smoothies in the morning and we chuck that, load it right up with our protein complete, which I love. We all take multigreens, and then I go to getting ready for the day. And one of the things I do is we have an oil called Energy, which I roll over top of my adrenals every single day. You know, I had a full thyroidectomy and a partial parathyroidectomy from the cancer back in 2013. And so Energy is something that was a struggle for me. And so all this has really changed that for me. And I just want to point out that sometimes it's not necessarily what we're putting on our bodies, but it's what we're not putting on our bodies. So like we talked about earlier with all those toxins, none of my personal care products contain any toxins or fragrance. So I not only are my products contributing to my health and wellness, they're not depleting it or compromising it. So then every afternoon, my favorite beverage, I share this all the time, is I drink another 2 to 4 ounces of Ningxia Red with a can of LaCroix. It's like a little mocktail or a spritzer. It's perfect in the afternoon.
That sounds amazing.
Oh, it's so good. At night, I take a Life 9 probiotic supplement. I use frankincense again, because I use that in the morning as well. Roll on my Tranquil. Head drop my cedarwood, like I talked about earlier. You get our diffuser loaded up. We actually have 11 diffusers in our home. So they're, you know, diffusers are going all the time. And we lay it down for the night. So those are kind of my staples. And obviously things change based on other things, but that's like a little snapshot of the daily must-haves.
Yeah, absolutely. Gosh, Lisa, so you are just one of those all-in people. You have completely transformed your life. It's just second nature to you, I can tell. Now, for those who are listening who might be a bit overwhelmed and they might think, gosh, like I can't, you know, I can't afford to go through my entire cabinet and ditch everything and replace it with these healthy products, or they're just intimidated and they don't know how to do that. What would you narrow it down to if there was just one item, one thing that you think everyone should completely ditch and replace with something healthier? What would it be?
Fragrance.
Yes. Get,
take that out of your homes. You know, it is overwhelming and we can't unlearn things. So that's why I talked about that know better, do better. And I just recommend that people put one foot in front of the other. Large change happens over a period of time. It's kind of like I tell people, when you think, okay, I got to lose weight, and you like try to join a gym and exercise and do a diet and change all these things, it's too much. And then we end up just kind of pushing it off and quitting on it. This can be the same way. So I always recommend just take baby steps, just start, pick one thing. And if you can start to eliminate fragrance from your everyday products, and then, you know, just make healthier choices and be informed with the choices that you're making over a period of time, you will see great, great change.
Wise words. Lisa, this has been amazing. Before you go, I want you to tell everyone how they can reach you, how they can get in touch with you, and also tell everyone about the amazing beauty school that you are launching in just 4 days.
I can be reached through my website, which is lavenderandlemonlane.com. My email is on there. My phone is on there as well, if you'd like to shoot me a text, or email me at lisa@lavenderandlemonlane.com. And I'm really excited about this. So we launched a toxin-free makeup line at our annual convention this past June. And that was kind of a space that we didn't really occupy. And I got really excited about that. And I kind of just took my passion for my industry of what I do as a profession and married it with my passion for toxin-free living. And so I am hosting something that I'm calling a beauty school social. So it's done online. So that way we can reach people who are not local to me. It's a 3-day event in December. It's December 9th through the 11th. So day one, we're going to talk about aesthetics and skincare and organic approach to that. Day two, we're going to talk about the savvy approach to beauty. So toxin-free makeup, and we're going to share hacks and all sorts of fun stuff. And then day three is going to be business. And, you know, how do we utilize this gift of our amazing skincare and makeup lines to talk to people who maybe are just not like, oils kind of seems still weird to them. So how can we help sew into those people's lives in a toxin-free manner and let them know that they have access to products that are totally separate from what we do with our essential oils? And tickets can actually be purchased through the Square platform at Lavender and Lemon Lane.
Great. Well, we'll put a link for tickets to that on our website as well. And I know you said it starts on December 9th, but when do people have to sign up to get in?
Ticket sales are going to stop December 2nd, because included with your ticket price, I'm actually sending out a beauty box. So you will get samples of skincare and a personalized makeup box for you. You will get a questionnaire from me at some point after you purchase your ticket. If it's close to that deadline, it's going to be quick, and we'll get that to you and you fill that out, get it back to me, and I'll send you out samples based on that questionnaire. And that way, as we're going through those classes, you have tangible products in your hands that you can touch, try, feel, smell, all those things. And also, just for this event and for your listeners, I'm going to offer a promo code of $10 off of their ticket. That promo code will make it Revolution.
Okay, great. So promo code Revolution for $10 off the cost of the upcoming beauty school. So what does that make the final cost for?
$75.
Awesome. So with that, you get 3 days of education and a gift box of all these different samples, right?
Correct.
Awesome. Sounds great. Well, we'll put a link for that on our show notes. Also, if you're listening on iTunes, you can scroll up and look at the summary for today's episode, and we'll have links there as well. And next week, we are going to continue this theme on the essential oil revolution. Today, we talk to Lisa, who is the oily stylist. And next week, we are going to talk with Kimberly Esposito, who is the oily esthetician. That is going to be our 100th episode here on the essential oil revolution. Oh, just get goosebumps when I think about it. I'm so blessed to be here. I really can't say enough how much I love being the host of this show for you all. I love being a part of this community. You guys just make my day every single week. If you're looking for show notes, DIY recipes, or information about how to get started with oils, you can check out our website, revolutionoilspodcast.com. If you want to learn more about making a huge life change and actually earning an income with what we do at Revolution Oils, check out revolutionoilspodcast.com/opportunity. There you can learn all about our amazing tools and resources. You get one-on-one coaching with me and access to our thriving online community of business trainings, webinars, videos, community groups, and more. Go to revolutionoilspodcast.com/opportunity to learn more. As always, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.